This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, I know this is kind of, it's one of those things that we just got so busy that a lot of people do take vacation this time of year if they don't have kids in school. And I actually know people who have kids in school who take vacations this time of year just because they figure that depending on the age of the kid and where they're going, that sometimes a vacation can be more educational than school and they only are out for a week, whatever. So the story was actually came out of the UK that said that Americans take fewer vacation days than any country in the world. And some countries like get a month, and we were not even talking about things like Canada, for example, has both maternity leave and paternity leave. The United States has no paternity leave, not everybody has maternity leave, and when they do have maternity leave, it's quite limited. So the idea being that American companies, for whatever reason, well, we know what the reasons are. It sounds like whatever reason, and it's not for whatever reason. It's very clearly what the reasons are. First of all, American countries don't give a huge amount of vacation time to begin with, but even when they do, then Americans don't take all their vacation time. And when they take vacations, they quite often do work. So it was kind of a looking down their nose at the Americans who are kind of workaholics. So we'll start with the Manny. How much vacation do you get? Do you actually get?
Because
you work pretty hard.
Yeah, I kind of just take my own vacation days when I
when you're just about fed up.
Yeah, when I need some time. In the past and in other positions that I've had, I've gotten 12 vacation days a year.
A little over 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. And then I'd have, and then you've got like sick days and that sort of thing too. But vacation days, yeah, it's been 12 in the past and
other
places that I've worked at.
Have you taken all the vacation days that you were allotted?
Yeah, because in especially in some places they only they'll carry over.
Oh, a lot of places they don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in my place in particular, they carried over, but only. Only into the first couple months of the next year. So they'd only carry over until like March, like February or March of the next year. So it was kind of a use it or lose it type of thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When I first started in broadcasting, I think I got like, I think you get 3 weeks. I got three weeks or something. I think 2 weeks and then 10 holidays. So it turned out to be, but I mean, working on Christmas, unless you're just starting, is really not. I mean, it's not really exactly a holiday. So, I mean, it's not a vacation day. And then at one point, it turned out that because I've been working so long, I didn't even know it, that the company I was working for negotiated a new contract with AFTRA, and somebody noticed that I was only getting like 2 weeks vacation or something, and I was due six. So that was sort of good. But I never took the whole time because I just figured that was a long time to be off the air. And then it's really interesting because when I was working for somebody else and when you took a vacation day, you got paid for it. Then a couple of years ago, I took over the show. I now own the show for the first time in my career. And all of a sudden, when you're working for yourself, it's really true. You don't take as many vacation days because you don't get paid for them. I mean, you don't pay yourself for them. It's a whole different fiscal model. But then I also did something like I have the ability to do the program in multiple places. I have the hardware, so I can like go for a couple of days and just do the show out of there, which I've done. And so the reason to take vacation of just to get away is not quite as strong. But I take many fewer vacation days now that I own the show than I did when somebody else was paying for my vacation. But the economic model changed. Not to mention, I mean, this is not a job where Well, when I first started broadcasting, there was nobody to fill in for me because nobody else was doing it. Then at one point, they decided when I was not there that they should get fill-in hosts. But the fill-in hosts turned out, the people would, I mean, listeners would call and say, either that person is an idiot, why did you let them fill in for you? Of course, I didn't have any choice over who filled in. Or they would call in and say, well, she said that you were wrong about this, so... So then I said, okay, well, I get to choose who my fill-in is going to be.
Yeah.
And then what finally decided, I think, it was the economics of it, again, the Marxian view of radio, which is that management figured out when I was on vacation and they just ran the best of, it didn't cost them anything because they already had to pay my vacation. So, but that was just part of my salary. When they got someone else in, they had to pay that person. So that's when I think they decided, oh, nobody can fill in for Joy. I don't think it was that she's so fantastic. I think it's that we have to pay someone to fill in for her. And it didn't go over very well with the listeners, which was kind of interesting. But I think it's like substitute teachers. Remember how awful we were to substitute teachers? We'd send around a note that said, drop your books on the... Everybody drop your books off the side of the desk at 106. And we all did it. We were terrible. So I never wrote the note, but I certainly passed it along. So there we go. All right, so let's see how many vacations. So the question is, how many days of vacation have you taken this year, and how many are you allowed? Explain. So let's see what we got.
Well, we will start with Robert, and he says, I do not accrue any vacation days, so if I do not work, I do not get paid.
Yeah, that's more and more. And especially when they hire, like, part-time people, you don't get vacation and you don't get medical and dental and stuff like that. And somebody once said that that your benefits were 25% of your total package.
Mm. Matt says, I can take about 20 days or 4 weeks a year. I usually use all of them.
There you go. Do you go home or... So, all right. So he's a... I mean, again... That apparently that the international average is a month a year, but most Americans don't get that much. Most Americans get a couple weeks.
Yulvia says, I get 6 hours every pay period. There are 26 pay periods, so this year I will accrue about 20 days by the end of the year.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I have taken half of that already and will probably take the rest of it during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Good. All right. Yeah. I mean, that's my one. I went to Florida in a moment of idiocy a couple of years ago, just before Christmas. First of all, I think I paid like $1,000 for the ticket, and I was miserable. First of all, I didn't know anybody down there. Everybody had grandkids down there, so the pool, restaurants are expensive. Car rentals, instead of costing like $10 a day, cost like $60 a day if you could get them. And I was by myself for New Year's Eve. Which, New Year's Eve, I'm not a drinker, so it's not a big deal. But to know nobody, I mean, around here, there's always someone to hang out with. And so, you know, there's always somebody to play with. And it was probably the most miserable kind of week of my life. And I tend not to get miserable about stuff. And so now, I don't go down until January. I know everybody, you know, all my friends come down then, and... The $900, $1,000 plane ticket is $200, and so I just learn. But yeah, Christmas and New Year. So I tend to, if you can, it's kind of like commuting. If you can go on the hours where everybody's going the other direction, you're much better off than doing it when everybody else is doing it, right? All right, so we've got one person. We've got basically these sound like kind of pretty normal kinds of. They go against the UK study that says Americans tend to be workaholics. Good for you guys. Let's see what else we got.
Karen says, every day is a vacation day. I am retired.
There you go.
Benedicta says, self-employed, so no vacation for 10 years. took a staycation last year for 10 days. This year, 13. I am now making room for pleasure.
Good for you. Yeah, and I think that's the trick. But you're right. I mean, the switch for me was, it's one thing if somebody pays you to go on vacation. It's another if nobody's paying you. Then all of a sudden, vacations don't seem quite so cool. There you go. All right, 855-993. If you've got something else on your mind, then that should be vacation. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're asking the musical question, what about vacations? And because Americans apparently are it's not even, the study didn't suggest we were hardworking. It suggests that we were workaholics, which is not exactly the same thing. So let's see what other people have said.
Stephanie says, I get 31 days. I work for the Ontario government, who are generous with their benefits.
Yeah. Great. Good for you. And does she take them?
She did not specify she takes them, but I would imagine if I got 31 days, you better believe
I'm
taking them. Yeah.
That's a month, and plus holidays, presumably.
Well, and you figure too, if she's not working on weekends, so I mean that's over a month really if you think about it. If she's not working on weekends,
that's a good point. That's 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Plus holidays.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You go, girl.
You know, it's funny. I could sit here and say I would take all, you know, I would want to take all 31 days, but that's a lot of vacation days. I'm not sure I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I wouldn't know what to do with that many, I think.
Well, it is a lot.
Yeah.
So, question, yeah, plus she probably gets, like, the Canadians are great, as I said, for both maternity and paternity leave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 31 days, wow.
Alan says, once a month I have 4.5 days off due to work schedule. Vacations are put around my 4.5 days, resulting in 13 or 14 days off. I usually take the last half of June off and mid-October off. March is my birthday, so I take around that time off as well. I've been experimenting with other times as well. I used to take January off. I live in Canada, and it's cold. I don't want a vacation in the cold if I don't go anywhere, if I don't go anywhere I love. So it's usually June, August, October, and March. I will go to a sixth year soon and a seventh for 1 year.
Wow, that's a lot of vacation.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what you're doing, too.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, in our kind of business, being off the air for any length of time is not... I actually had a friend who said, would you go around the world with me for a year? And he said, well, it was based on essentially winning the lottery. It was not quite a lottery. And I always thought, I don't think he was the scam. I thought he was scammed, where he was going to buy, I don't know, he was going to buy a foreign currency or something. And I said, he called me and said, what do you think about it? I said, I'm not, you know, what do I know about stuff like that? But if something's too good to be true, I think it is. So, you know, I don't think so. But he said, well, if this works, will you go around the world with me for a year? And I said, sure, thinking not going to happen, you know, in this lifetime. He said, well, I know you won't go for a year, but would you go for 6 months? And I said, yeah, but the problem is I would not have a career when I came back. You just can't take that kind of time off. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe that's the universe's, I mean, obviously it didn't come to pass, nor did he. But the idea that, you know, if you have something to do, it's a very different kind of thing. But as you say, that, and, you know, it's not that I'm a workaholic. I like spending time doing other stuff. But it has to be a balance, because the more time I take off, the less time I'm on the air. The less time I'm on the air, the less time I'm on the air. So, but, you know, if I can figure out something else to do. I know. Don't, folks, I'm not going anyplace. Don't send emails. Well, actually, send emails to the program director at the thing saying, we love her. Pay her more money. There we go.
Darlene says, on the job 21 years and I get 25 days. I used to have 12. I take a couple days here and there. I don't like to travel, so this works best for me so I can get to those big jobs, i.e. windows, cupboards, clothes, purging, etc.
Yeah, I mean, for most of my life, my big change about how I view vacations, the two is, one, working for yourself is you don't take nearly as many because you're not getting paid for them. But also, I used to, if I was going someplace, I would leave at the earliest possible second. You know, if I was on the air till 3, I'd leave it. You know, I'd try to find a plane that left by, you know, before 5. And then if I had to be back on the air Monday, I would find the latest possible flight on Sunday. And what I realized is I was exhausted whenever I took a vacation, because the last minute, and God forbid anything went late or wrong or anything, to kind of squeeze the most out of vacation. What I finally realized is if you come back on Saturday and have Sunday to kind of do the laundry and open the mail and, you know, catch up on sleep or whatever it is, that the whole thing just is much more relaxing, works much better. But it's taken me a while to figure that out.
Bruce says, I have taken about 15 days so far, two to three at a time. I have 10 more. I'll take a trip to Hawaii Island in November and that will be it for the year.
Well, I mean, Hawaii is pretty cool. I love Hawaii. Did you see about the plane? It's actually sort of kind of a stupid, interesting kind of story, which is that American Airlines, the headline, again, this is one of those headlines that's completely misleading unless you read the story. It says they sent the wrong plane to Hawaii. And you're thinking, like I am, how can you send the wrong plane somewhere? I mean, they have radar and they have air traffic controller. It's like it was supposed to go to Phoenix and it went to Hawaii. That's not the story. The story is it was an Airbus, and it was the same Airbus that was supposed to be sent, the same equipment, except if you fly long distances over water, you have to have some additional emergency equipment with you. This plane did not have the additional emergency material with it, equipment with it, but it wasn't needed. Now, if I were a passenger and knew that they didn't have the emergency stuff, would that make me happy? Not very much. On the other hand, thinking about emergencies flying to Hawaii wouldn't make me very happy anyway. So it's one of those stories that sounds significantly worse than it actually is. But it does make one wonder, how do you confuse your planes? Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what can I tell you?
Patricia says, I get 25 vacation days and 3 personal days a year. I've taken 13 days, 5 vacationing in Jamaica, the others extending weekends here and there. I usually use up all my days as it's a use it or lose it situation at my
yeah.
job. No carryovers to the next year.
Well, and the other interesting thing that's coming up as you guys talk about it is how you use your vacation. Do you use it as a bulk? Do you use, you know, most of it at the same time? Or do you, because I know people who get vacation, and one of my colleagues would just take every Friday off during the entire year. Because that was, and he didn't take any really long vacations. He took holidays, but there he was on the air for, I guess what, let's say 50, well, let's say 50 weeks. Well, let's say 52 weeks, right? So he would take 52 days, which would be, wow, that's 10 weeks. I don't know if he got that much time. Maybe he would take every other Friday off, and that was his vacation. He didn't take any more vacation than that. And that's a kind of interesting way of doing it. But I tend to agree. I think just, you know, longer time away, not necessarily to go someplace, but just longer time feels more relaxing. Okay, stay tuned. If you'd like to take a vacation from your problems, wait, segue, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203.
800-853-1203. Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Right, we're talking about whether or not you're a workaholic. And most of you seem to be sort of sensible about it. So Manny and I seem to be the most sort of guilty of the people that we've polled. So there, take that, UK. It's only Manny and myself that need to be chastised. The rest of our listeners are very sensible about taking vacation time. All right, see what else we got.
Just one more from Debbie. She says, never enough for anyone, I think. People are always trying to save the days just in case for a really fabulous vacation. Problem, though, is many people have... I think, is that it's so costly to go away. I also think lives are complicated with spouses and other obligations. Maybe a local staycation could be great, actually. Many things to do in our beautiful country.
Yeah, I agree. And I think because foreign travel has gotten more expensive and a little iffier occasionally, that I like just being a tourist in one town over, or even a tourist in your own city. As I mentioned, I took some people this weekend to this place that I had never seen before. And I'm a tourist. You know, I love poking around. And I discovered this park that nobody, in fact, I spent most of the time at the park sort of saying to people, because there were not very people there, it was this beautiful day. And this is a very populous city, as you could imagine. And I live in a part of the city that is a tourist attraction. And it's called the Elevated Acre. And I actually ran into this. There were maybe, I mean, it's clearly an acre. And there were four other people and one homeless guy. I don't know. I don't think he was actually homeless. He was awfully clean. He was just a little crazy and kept calling me Julie and saying, let's do lunch. And I was with somebody, so that was a little bizarre. And he was not going to take no for an answer and kept holding up weird signs. So maybe he was just a listener. I don't know. And just wanted some private time. But so basically there, I talked to four, there, six people, to, three couples. And one was a guy who worked there, which technically doesn't count. I said, how did you find this? He said, I work here. Then there was another couple, and they probably are telling people they met this really weird woman in this park that nobody knew about, and she was asking all these questions. But and they had, she got out this book called Secret Places in New York, which I plan to get. And I decided between now and the end of the year, I'm going to try and do one a week of just because all the, there are these little nooks and crannies that nobody knows about. And this park is a gem. There's also a place two blocks from it. It's called the Queen Elizabeth II. And she gave it as a response to September 11th. And because she says as a sign of our continuing friendship, and it's set up, it has all these, this marble from various parts of the UK, including Scotland, and it's set up as partially an English garden, and it's all these curvilinear things, and they talk about various latitudes and longitudes. It's just gorgeous, and I'd never seen it before. So there were two parks that I found, and then one said they were planning their wedding, and they were trying to figure out, so we sat there and talked about different places that they could go. But it was this, So be a tourist. So go in and see if there's a town nearby, staying at a bed and breakfast close by. And my brother and I were supposed to go on a cruise together, and so I can't remember what happened where we couldn't. And so instead, what we did was we pooled the money that we would have spent on the cruise, and he stayed with me, so there were no accommodations. And we went to see Broadway shows, and we went to fancy restaurants, and it was really fun. So if you take the money that you were going to spend on a vacation and do it either in your town or the adjoining town or something you can get to either in a car, do a road trip or a train or something, it can be really fun. So a vacation doesn't have to be involved with necessarily air travel, especially poor American Airlines. That's kind of going to be embarrassing. Now we're going to say, have we checked out with the manifest whether this is really allowed to fly over this kind of... Can you imagine being a pilot on American today? Such grief. All right. So we're finished with that. How about, do we have time for an email here, maybe? Is that a good thing to do?
Yeah, I think we do.
We can at least start it, and if I have to, I can finish it up in the next kind of segment, but hopefully we can do it.
Yeah, sure. This email is from Bart, and he says, Dr. Joy, September the 11th marked the third year my wife and I have been separated. Should I continue to hope and pray for reconciliation or move on?
Oh, honey, I mean, what a terrible day, huh? Part of it depends, Bart, on why she wants to be apart. And 3 years is a long time to either, you know, to keep hoping. And I don't know, you know, it would be helpful. This is one of those times where an email really crawls out for a phone call because it sounds like she was the one who instituted. I don't know if you did something that made her unhappy. I don't know if this is an accumulation. I don't know if your last kid left home. I don't know if there was a death in the family because all of those events can trigger dissatisfaction with the marriage, even though they are secondary to the marriage, or at least not the marriage itself is not the primary cause. So it's hard to know. But 3 years is a long time. And so the first thing I would do is try and figure out what it is you think is going to change, that's going to allow her to, because it sounds like it's up to her, that you would reconcile in a New York minute. But even from your standpoint, you may want to start with what would I want different from her? And if the answer is nothing, then you're not really looking very carefully at the marriage, because there's no such thing as somebody who thinks the other person is perfect. I mean, you may be more accepting of who she is than she is of who you are, but the idea that it's a global acceptance is just not very accurate. All right, so that's number one, of what you'd want different from her. Second of all, of asking her specifically, assuming that she will have anything to do with you, what she would want differently from you, and look at whether or not that's realistic. If she wants basically a personality transplant, if, for example, you're kind of a easygoing guy and she wants you to be more aggressive, you may be able to do it temporarily, but if that's not who you are, probably not going to make much sense. If, again, I'm sort of having to make this stuff up, right? Because I don't actually know what the issue is. So if she's not willing to talk with you at all, I think it may be time to decide that if the two of you are meant to be together, that you hopefully will both stay healthy and have longer to reconcile. But after 3 years, if she's not willing to talk with you, if she's not willing to do any business with you, to talk with you, then I think it may be time to pull the plug. And I'm not saying to pull the plug as a manipulative act, that maybe that will make her come to her senses, because there's no guarantee of that at all. I think you pull the plug because you're ready to pull the plug. But you may want to sort out what you would want differently from her. If she's willing to talk with you, what she would want differently from you. If she's not willing to talk with you, I'd go ahead and probably move on. And then see what happens, that there are lots of cases of people who have remarried after divorce. Divorce is not death. You're both sort of presumably around and available. So what I would do is take those steps and then see where you are. All right? 855-993-7569. Another story that will make air travel even scarier is, apparently there are 3D printable files of TSA master baggage keys that you can download. I don't know. I know. That's something for you to think about. Do you know what kirigami is?
I do not.
No. I don't either. It's actually presumably has to do with origami. The idea is kirigami-inspired solar cells contract the sun without motors. It's kirigami is origami, but with cuts in addition to folds. See, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw something at the San Gennaro Festival that had all these kind of like wind chimes that were kirigami. And they would move as the wind moves, and they became 3D-esque. So it's origami with cuts as well as folds.
Mm-hmm.
So these little suckers can figure out where the sun is. How clever is that? Without a battery. I mean, I love this, don't you?
Yeah.
Except it's alarming to think that inanimate objects can be smarter than we are. But I suppose we're going to have to get used to that. I think there's going to be... Everybody knows how to deal with my computer. My phone knows how to turn itself on and off. I just don't. I mean, it can. Apparently my phone decided it wanted to watch a movie. I mean, independent of... I mean, in a language... And apparently my phone is not English-speaking. So, what can I tell you? All righty. I don't know. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, I thought what we would also do, you know, the romantic cues have been sitting around for a long time. Maybe we should do, what sort of romantic cues do you respond to? This is a story that we've been carrying around for a long time, because the original news story off which it was based was that women get turned on by men doing housework, and to which my response is, duh. And it's not that housework is erotic. It's that somebody feeling that they're willing to help you out is sexy. All right? 855-993-7569. We'll talk about what turns you on when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-prepared selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I have to tell you a quickie story before we do the romantic cues, which is when I first moved to New York, I was working overnight on weekends. And I mean, I've lived in big cities and I'm not ignorant, but remember the movie? I'm sure it was well before your time, but you may have seen it, the On the Beach movie, which is it was filmed in Australia and it's the day after a nuclear war. And there's only tumbleweeds around. I guess it was not nuclear. I guess it was thermonuclear or something because the buildings were standing, but there were no people. That's so. I woke up on a Monday morning and went outside, and it was like on the beach. It was there was no There were no people. There was no traffic. All the stores were shut. It was a Jewish holiday. And, I mean, there have been other cities that have Jewish holidays, but not like New York. I really thought that the end of the world had come, that there was nobody around. It was a weird, weird thing. So I knew, the Jewish holidays, especially in New York, are very quiet, very quiet times. All right, so that has nothing to do with romantic cues. I just thought I'd point out romantic cues. There we go. All right.
So we will start with Marquita. She says, direct eye contact, physical contact, and a lowered voice coupled with corny suggestive jokes. Not saying that I've always...
Well, that's a good woman who likes corny suggestive jokes.
Not saying that I always respond positively, but these are the three most attention-grabbing cues for me, and I always feel like an immediate response is warranted. How awkward is it when someone puts their hand on your leg when you already want nothing more than to leave? I will respond to that cue in that situation by making my exit.
Okay, let's go through this again. All right, so the first is, what was her first thing?
Direct eye contact, physical contact, and a lowered voice coupled with corny, suggestive jokes.
Okay, well, she allows a little bit more contact than a lot of people. Eye contact, absolutely. And in fact, in Dating for Dummies, I read about the 20-second copulatory gaze, which is that we are visual creatures, we human beings, and that's how we start the contact, is eye contact. If you look at any corny movie, if you look at any corny TV show, it's eye contact. And sometimes, remember, they used to do like the little sparkly eye thing of doo-doo-doot. So eye contact, certainly number one. Physical contact, a little iffy in big cities. So somebody touching you without permission, a little iffy. But certainly eye contact. Corny jokes, I don't know, I guess it depends. The problem about corny jokes is they can sound really stupid, and this may be my bias. Stupid just doesn't work for me at all. But I actually did a program, and I've done it before. Maybe we'll do it one again if you guys are interested in it, is best pickup lines. And pickup lines don't have to be smooth. They just have to have some degree of sincerity in them. Like, listen, I never do this, but you just had the most beautiful eyes. Or I just sort of had this sense that if I didn't come and just tell you that you just caught my attention, that I'd never forgive myself. I mean, those are great lines. The best line I ever heard, which actually wasn't effective because it was too complicated, the best pickup line I ever heard, except I guess it was the most memorable but not the most effective, was a guy said to me, I always compliment beautiful women on their brains and smart women on their beauty, and you are just so smart. I mean, how could you not? Except it took me like 15 minutes to figure out, well, did he really say I was beautiful or smart or whatever? So it was not, I was too busy trying to figure out what he was actually saying for it to be effective. But just saying, I just had to come over and tell you that that color really works on you. Or, now understand, if you're complimenting women, you have to stay from the chin up. If you're complimenting men, you can do, feet are okay. Feet are not okay. Men complimenting women on their shoes, not a good idea. Women complimenting men on their socks, perfectly okay. And women can compliment guys on their belts, their pants. Basically, we have a lot more latitude. A man complimenting you on your shirt, you're not going to go along with it because we know what he's really complimenting you on. All right, so corny jokes. That's a little iffy, but not bad. All right, so then we went from corny jokes. What was next? Oh, somebody putting his hand on you when you're trying to leave. It's a way to get your fingers broken. Yeah. All right, what else we got? So I've now given you the entire rundown. Hopefully you guys are taking notes.
Robert says, it has been way too long since I dated that it would take a woman hitting me over my head with her purse.
Hopefully does that mean he's single or not single?
Not sure.
Well, that makes a difference. I mean, dating, listen, you're allowed to, when I wrote Dating for Dummies, the whole point is there's a whole section on dating your spouse, because if dating is just a way of saying, me Tarzan, you Jane, let's see, let's find out about each other and sort of enjoy each other's company and see where this goes, then you should certainly be dating your spouse. And the whole idea is that you take this person that you're interested in, whose bones you're interested in jumping, and you take them to places that you think will be interesting or different or stimulating. And that should certainly happen in a marriage as well. You just can only date each other. You're not allowed to date other people. And according to Susie, Susie Favor Hamilton, threesomes on your 20th anniversary are not a great idea. Unless you were a narcissist who's looking for a book deal. How irritating is that? She's 27 years old. You think she'd know better? Not impressed. You could tell. And then to sort of play the mental health card. Well, you know, it's because I was bipolar. And as I, you know, I did this whole thing on bipolarity this morning. It's a difficult diagnosis because most people seek help not when they're in their manic phase, because they're having a great deal of fun. They're driving everybody else nuts, but they're having a great deal of fun. So the idea of seeking help when you're in your manic phase just doesn't happen. It happens in your depressive phase. So if the therapist isn't on the ball or the client isn't really honest or knowledgeable, putting somebody on antidepressant will in fact help with the depressive part, but the manic part will go off the scale. So it's a tricky diagnosis, and of course compliance is an issue, because nobody likes feeling depressed, but everybody likes the manic phase. So the idea of so the low lows go away, which is can be literally life saving, but so do the high highs, and that's for a lot of people, that's not necessarily a compromise they're willing to make. But the idea of saying, well, I became a hooker because I'm bipolar. Oh please. Bipolarity doesn't have anything to do with immorality or greed or narcissism. All righty, 855-993-7569. So, Manny, the problem is both you and, well, not problem, but both you and Trevor are kind of in long-term relationships, right? Stable relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no fodder here for dating for dummies. Well, actually, I mean, dating for dummies, which I wrote, I had this big argument with them because they said, we'd like you to do a book about dating. And I said, I'm not sure there's a book. I think maybe a booklet. And the first Dating for Dummies only covers the first 6 months, and it's like 450 pages or something. And I said, I hate the title. They said, that's the franchise. So and I was the first touchy-feely dummies book. And so the first sentence says, when it comes to dating, we're all dummies. And it's a serious book about a silly topic, an important topic. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.